This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. I don't know about you, but one thing I am thankful for today is a working internet connection because I am working from home still, as millions of others have been for the last 8 months or so. And even if you have today off, with public health experts telling us to hunker down with just the members of our households, today may kind of feel like Thanksgiving at work. Our workplace culture reporter, Megan McCarty-Carino, has been checking in with folks since that very first week they were sent home with their laptops back in March. She has this update.
Erin McDermott has been COVID remote longer than almost anyone. When I first spoke to her in mid-March, the marketing agency where she works in Seattle had just closed its office.
We're on day 8 of working from home. I don't have anything too negative to say. We'll see how long it lasts.
She lived in a house with three other 20-something women. They set up makeshift desks in hallways and laundry rooms and competed for bandwidth on their overloaded Wi-Fi. Then, over the summer, she moved, not out of the city like so many others, but to a bigger house with better Wi-Fi and the same roommates.
They are like my best friends, and I love them, but it's a lot of together time.
In Worcester, Massachusetts, Josh and Jessica Witt have been dealing with a more disruptive coworker.
I want you to go potty.
Okay, you know how to go. Go ahead.
I have to go poop.
Okay, I'll go back in a few minutes.
3-year-old Luella is still interrupting work video calls, but now she's spending half the day at daycare. That allowed Jessica to return to work in person, teaching biology at Assumption University. Josh has a more flexible schedule with his biotech firm, so he handles stuff at home. They've also added some new family members.
We adopted a dog because Josh convinced me that...
And 12 chickens.
And 12 chickens because Josh convinced me that this would be the time.
In Los Angeles, Sonia Kang's 4 school-age kids have been at home for 8 months.
Thankfully, we're not sick of each other. I'm looking at my daughter and she's laughing like, please, yes, we are.
Early on, Kang's clothing business was disrupted by shutdowns and while she supervised math tests. But now that her kids have gotten the hang of distance learning, she's been able to get back to work, pivoting her business to mask making.
I just feel like we're grooving.
Her family will be holding Thanksgiving, like they do everything else now, over video chat. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.